and his knowledge to technology, experience and the magic, we have the Lakshman Mawal Gadera. Lakshman, did I say this properly? You think I pronounced this properly?
That was perfect.
Okay.
That was absolutely perfect. Lakshman Mawal Gadera.
I do apologize, you know, like, you know, English is my sixth language, you know, and that now that's pronouncing this, you know, it makes me, that's the reason why Darren let me to say your name. So he's a clever one. So like that's well, welcome to us today in the studio with us, Lakshman. And how has your day been so far?
So far has been good. Yes, absolutely. It's looking forward to the weekend, as everybody is.
Yes.
And yes, and excited to be on the on your show.
That's very good. Yeah. Look, you know, it's a true pleasure. But look, for our listeners, do you mind to just say the, you know, short, who are you?
Who is Lakshman, or who is Lakshman representing? Well, Lakshman.
Who is Lakshman first? Who is Lakshman?
Who is Lakshman?
Please include your credit card details as well. So, you know what I mean?
Okay, I will do that.
Yes, please. So who is a Lakshman? And then we've got a couple.
Lakshman is a telecommunications founder and owner of a company. I am. I was born in Sri Lanka. Just to give you a bit of background of myself, I was born in Sri Lanka. I studied in England and migrated to Australia in 1981. And this is my home and my family. We all live here.
Nice.
That's Lakshman.
Yeah, that's Lakshman. So does Lakshman represent?
Lakshman represents a company called BureauServe Australia. BureauServe is a tier 2 service provider. We own our own network. And we provide services to wholesale services and retail services to merely to the SMB market.
Nice.
We provide a tailored solution to our customers. So we're almost like a bespoke solution to a segment of market that's actually been ignored by the bigger players. So we look at customer services is our main attribute that we provide, the friendly service, the easy to please and quick to action type the services that we actually provide.
So Lakshman, it's Darren here. I was going to ask, why do you think that the bigger players ignore the SMBs? You said a few things there, but what else don't they do in your mind?
Well, I think, Darren, in there are certain segments of the market that are actually the big players focus on. For example, if we take the retail market, the consumer market, there's a highly automated process that the consumers can go through to get their services, and they just become another subscription on a platform. And whereas and they become just a number, and as a number you're in the numbers game. And then there is that's the consumer end, one end of the market. And then you take the spectrum of the other end of the market, which is the corporate and the government. Now, that's where the bigger players really focus. In government sector, they are looked after by account managers and account directors that take care of the business in those sectors. In the corporate world, it's similar. But there is in the Australian segment of our when you take our you know demographics and the way the business are, there's a huge amount of customers that are being ignored by the bigger players, and that's where companies like BureauServe can actually make headroom and provide that extra service, the personalized service. The companies of my size. Now, I am a company here in Australia, about 40 people we employ here, and we have 40 people in Manila as well as I have center of excellence. But that kind of that segment of the market where, you know, between, I would say, between 5 and 50 employee type is a free for all in terms of, you know, the bigger players cannot provide, do not want to provide, or do not at this stage provide that personalized service, because that segment really requires in a handholding and solutions that are suitable for them, not just a one size fits all type solution that the bigger carriers provide.
So I've got another question for you, Lakshman, as well.
Yeah.
So just talking generally about telecommunications and NBN, and how has NBN made it different for your work, for the people you provide for, the SMBs, and is it good, or are there things that Australia needs to do better as far as the telecommunications backbone that we provide as a country?
Darren, there's two things in that. Is one of the issues is that the old telephone network that we call in the PSTN network, and with the PSTN network we have the DSL services that provided the internet services. Now, as we all know, you know, NBN has been launched and it is, you know, more or less 95% completed, and that has allowed us to actually provide data services, internet services, which from a speed point of view is much faster than DSL could ever provide, at an affordable price to the general segment of the market. Now, yes, it has had its issues in technology, the deployment, the copper, the whole lot of things. But I find from our business point of view that it is advantageous to SMBs to have NBN services rather than have the old traditional PSTN services and DSL services. And when you go up to the higher level, you have the ISDN services that provided more carriage in one copper pair, you know, as you would say. But that also is being pulled out, and NBN is replacing that. And the beauty is that with NBN, we can provide IP services, which is a service that you can have, you know, you can connect from anywhere in the world. You can have your own number, and you can connect through an internet service. And that's what that technology has actually spawned and become really prevalent because of the access means of NBN, and initially with DSL, but now with NBN. And, you know, technologies like Teams, video conferencing, all that is possible as part of a service that from a consumer to a corporation that can have. So, I mean, I think, you know, in hindsight, could we have done it better as a country and as a nation? Yes, we could have. But I think it is time that it has reached a stage now that we are, it's mature, and it is the only it is the technology of the future.
Well, thank you very much. You know, look, I didn't contribute at all in this conversation for one simple reason. I'm very grateful that I have the Darren Capps Davis, which I truly believe you two guys need to meet in person, because as I say, he's a magician when it comes to technology. And yeah, all I know is to plug in the internet. Honestly, like, you know, I have no idea. You know, I just want a solution, and I'm glad that we have it today in the studio with us, because there's many people who don't understand technology, but they have the needs. And I'm glad that you're today explaining this, because everybody can just come to you and ask for a solution. We take a short break, Darren, yep?
Yep.
Close well, music. You're listening
Michael
live.
Michael Bublé,
my favorite. Stay with
day.
Us. We come back after a few minutes of the small refreshing relax. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mari, and we will be back shortly.
Alive 90.5.
It's 20 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mari and Darren.
And thank you to our guest in the studio. So, did you say your name? It is, properly pronounced?
It's Lakshman Mawalagedare.
Okay, I said Lakshman only. Look, Lakshman.
Call
I said,
me Lakshman.
Lakshman, please, I do apologize if I don't pronounce properly, because I said, it's not that I don't want it, but, you know, I don't know how, so I learned Lakshman. So when it comes to technology, what did you saw? What's happening with technology in COVID sense? In sense of the COVID, did you saw the booming into more into NBN, faster network, laptops? So tell us, what did you saw as the biggest hurdle?
Well, I think for the businesses? COVID, our own experience as a company, one of the things is that you had to have people working from different locations.
Correct, yes.
So access, NBN access was very important, that you have proper access means. Mm-hmm. Mobility was very important as well. And I think one of the things that really we had to invest in getting people that did not have, you know, suitable technology equipment like laptops and things, so that we had to actually deploy that. So yes, there has been an increase in laptops, some and headsets, for because, you know, people work from their homes and environments that are not conducive to talking to customers. So headsets and microphones were part of the equipment that we saw from a hardware perspective increase. We also found from a usage point of view, people were using their mobiles more prevalently than they would have.
Oh, gone. Really? Oh, interesting.
Absolutely, because, you know, a lot of people took phone calls from customers on their mobiles. And also the other thing was, products like Teams, which gives you video conferencing capability, we were able to talk to our customers and each other on video conferencing just using your laptop or your mobile phone. So that's the way we saw the COVID impact affecting individual companies. Now, yes. How did that affect the market? Obviously, there were certain industries like in the entertainment or hospitality that just could not operate. So that kind of business, some of them suffered really from a economic standpoint, and that had the impact, like hotels and things like that. Were a major sector of ours as well. So yes, there was impact on business growth, and also people were not thinking about how getting back to the office and what the office environment would be in terms of equipment and expansion in offices. People were trying to downsize offices.
Can I ask you one question?
That has got a definite impact on COVID, had an impact on telecommunication.
Can I ask you one question?
And general business, I would say.
Yeah. I have one question for you. Did happen to you during the COVID that some of your clients come to you and didn't want to listen before, and they come to you and say, and they told you and ask you the question, look, I need a more NBN, more laptops or whatever, secure communications, and you thinking deep inside yourself, I told you this before to do it.
Yes.
You need to name it. You need to name it. But did you have that experience? Somebody comes to you and told you.
Also, we realize that in a business, our customers. The main idea is that we need to make sure our customers are safe in their communication, because that's where they see us. The one-on-one relationship that our customers have with BureauServe is where they can come even to me and talk to me personally and ask for assistance. Can you help us out? And yes, they have done it, and yes, we have been able in most often to give them a solution that is conducive to their environment and their economic status.
Yeah.
So people have come, and people have had the privilege of getting those services from us. Yes.
That's interesting, Darren. Anything to the end?
Well, I was just thinking, that's 2020 with COVID. What's in store for 2021 for telecommunications?
2022 already.
Well, I think the 2021, what you're going to see, the major impact is going to be 5G networks, more 5G, prevalent use, higher speeds with mobiles, people using 5G networks to provide communication means anywhere and everywhere. So you're going to see a technology shift in that way. Handsets, mobile phones are always in the handsets. People like to change and get the latest handsets and things like that, and you're finding more and more applications running on handsets. So I think 5G is going to be a game changer in some way or another in the world as far as technology is concerned.
And I understand the flip phones making some sort of comeback. Is that right?
Well, it's a fold. It's not the flip.
Oh, it's
called the fold.
Oh, I apologize, I just
want to say, like, what do you mean flip? I have Motorola V Razr.
Well,
yeah,
it's a phone that folds in two. It's like a book. So you open it up, and you get a double screen. So it's really good when you're browsing.
Oh, fold down the middle, is it?
Internet, YouTubing, or any other kind of stuff. Yes. Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, look, thank you, Lakshma, for the
Lakshman,
Lakshma being with us. We take a break, and then we're gonna just Lakshma, we like to ask you to, if you can just say for our listeners, please, how they can contact you and where they can find you, and how they can communicate with you.
Right, the best way of communicating with us is through our website. We have a very, very strong website. It's BureauServe, that's BureauServe.com.au. And we have a chat program there as well, and we have our 1-300 numbers. So that's the best way. It's BureauServe.com. au.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest today. We truly appreciate it. And we're hoping that in a few weeks' time, when the restrictions ease off, that you come join us in studio live for 2 hours conversation. Till then, we're wishing you every success and thank you for being our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, today's podcast is going to be published on our website, alive905.com.au. Thanks to Darren Capps Davis and this interview and the contact details you can find on our podcast. Thank you, Lakshmana, for being our guest today.
Thank you for asking me and looking forward to catching up with you guys. Looking thank you forward. Very much. Thank
Have
you.
A great Friday and keep cool.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.